Hey, welcome to the first episode, actually the second one. You tune into the intro. So I'm excited to share some information with you because, as I mentioned, this transition plan, it's amazing what took these. And I'm going to share some things with you that I know that will help you, because as you know, there's universal laws. So if it works for me, it'll work for you. But I want to tell you how this whole thing got started. I was sitting in my car. It was New Year's, actually Christmas Eve, 2018. And I'll play you a little recording of the audio. Like I told you, this whole journey is documented. So if you really, you know, take this in, I know it's going to help you, because, you know, one of the things that I had challenges with is when I would read or look at all this stuff online, you know, you don't know if it's really real. And so I said, you know, by putting this information together, you know, I'm going to go into it believing that it's going to work out for me, and I'm going to document, because I'm a type of person I just like to share. I've always shared. I've coached Little League. I've always been in a place of growth and just wanting to give back. So I said, what an awesome way to give back to society. You know, if this works for me, document and share it with you. So you'll hear some, like I mentioned, some raw, uncut audio that I recorded, kind of give you a vision of the path that I took. And I'm going to share the little nuggets along the way. So one of the things that, you know, I was Googling online, you know, just how, you know, transition plan, you know, creating a better life, what have you. And one of the common things that I found was successful people, they got up early. I mean, most of the people that I was following online, if I mentioned their names, you would know who they were. But a lot of them, they had a common thing of getting up very early. And I saw this movie, The Sports Agent, this lady. And she was up early in the morning, I believe like 3-4 o'clock, getting her workout in so she could be prepared to work on the East Coast. Well, I remember back in 2006, 2007, it was more like about 2009, because the crash had happened. I was at a point in my life, I went through a divorce, houses in bankruptcy, foreclosure. You know, people would say, man, that's a pretty tough time. Well, all that happened to me in August of 07, so I was scrambling back then trying to figure it out. With my background in technology, I wasn't able to find a job. So with that in mind, I reflected back that how I got my life back on track. I got up early in the morning. So I said, okay, this is how I'm going to start. I'm going to start getting up early in the morning. So starting of the year, actually a little before then, it was that last week of December, I started getting up early. And I started with this book because I was Googling things online. And it seemed for me, I got in a point where I was just kind of, I never considered myself as a procrastinator, but I was starting to just procrastinate. I was overweight, just a lot of challenges in my life, and I wasn't happy. Now, granted, I did give thanks. I thank God every day, you know, for my job and everything, but I just knew that I could do better. And so I came across this book, The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins. I was Googling some stuff and I was watching some of her videos, and her life connected with me where she was in her life. And one of the things that was she used was the 5-4-3-2 rule, or actually 5-4-3-2-1 rule. And I would get up every day and read this book. I'd get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, granted, it was really hard to get up. And I started looking back because I knew I used to do this before, get up in the morning, but I was really, really struggling. Well, I started looking at, well, I can't go to bed at 11 o'clock at night and get up at 5 in the morning. So I made a decision that I was going to start going to bed earlier. I told my wife, hey, I'm going to start going to bed at 10 o'clock. Now, again, I'd been in a habit of getting up or going to bed late, but I started looking at, you know, obviously, if you're going to make some changes in your life, you got to give up some things. So that means I needed to go to bed early. So what was I actually giving up? And I started looking at what was I doing with my life in the evening? You know, I come home from work, do the typical things from work, family and everything, have dinner, and then kind of, you know, focus on some things I want to do or whatever. But I was watching TV, you know, I was watching different series and so forth, binge watching stuff. And, you know, other people were controlling my time. And so I said I could record these things. And once I kind of do all my work, I can watch these things later. And over time, actually, I started watching less TV because I just got focused on the results that was happening through this transition plan. So I had filled my time up with exciting things that I wanted to do and I love to do. So that was the first part. I said, okay, in order for me to get up at 5 in the morning, I need to go to bed earlier. So what I would do is around 9 o'clock, you know, to kind of get in the mindset again, because again, I was going to bed 11 o'clock, 11:30, not wanting to face the day, right? So I started reading her book, and it kind of got me in the mood of falling asleep. So I'd go to sleep, you know, it's late in the evening. But I got to a point where I got excited about waking up in the morning. So it was just, you know, the rule is, it's very powerful. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So to help me get up, I started using a 5-second rule to wake up in the morning. Instead of, you know, the alarm clock goes off, instead of hitting a snooze, going back to sleep, hitting a snooze, I changed the ringtone on my alarm to make it something that was a little more calming to wake me up. So when the alarm clock went off, I said 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it was tough, but I was excited because I wanted to see what the next part of this book was all about. So I started reading it and I completed the book and I said, you know, if I don't do anything further than this, I'm getting up earlier in the morning. Because I remember when I got my life back in order years ago, post-divorce and job loss and all that, I was getting up early in the morning and I found a lot of peace at that time. It's less distraction. It's very quiet, less vibrational force out there. And it gave me time to think. So after I completed that book, I said, now what? What am I going to read now? So I reflected back again. How did I get through that hard time back in 2006 and 7, where it gave me the fuel, the energy to keep going, you know, and to kind of work on getting my life back? And I came across a thought about Bob Proctor. Now, I used to listen to him because I was part of a business, a networking business, and I used a lot of his teachings and trainings to grow a team. We were very successful, but I never really studied his information. I just kind of, you know, personal development. I had a whole list on my iPod, and I listened to all these different speakers, and Bob resonated with me. And I remember back in that time where I was really struggling, he said, whenever you have a negative thought, just say next. He said, thoughts are like, cars, a locomotive, you know, a train, cars on a train. He said, those thoughts are going by your mind. He said, whenever a negative thought comes in, just say next. And he said, after 30 days, you'll start doing that. And then it becomes a habit. And now I'm going to go back a little, digress a little. Back in 2007, I was in my home and I knew it was pending foreclosure. But I couldn't focus on anything but what I wanted in my life. And I couldn't pay my bills, so I stopped checking the mailbox. And I remember the mailman came to the house, and he said, "Man, I can't put more mail in your mailbox because it's full." Well, you know, I couldn't pay anything. Didn't have a job, was on unemployment, so I just focused on making my car payment and paying the PG&E. And from there, I put myself in a state of focusing on what I wanted versus not, something I didn't. So I said, okay, if that worked for me back then, let me maybe return to that, because that's where I kind of had my success. That's where I had a great run with the business and my life and everything. So one of the things when I started Googling him, I came across one of his videos, The Science of Getting Rich. Now, that was very appealing to me because I wanted more money. And as I sat down and I said, okay, found this seminar online. Someone had it up there. It was like a 3-day event, and I can't find it now, but I was fortunate to at least have it available. I think they took it down, but in any case, it was a 3-day seminar. So I said, okay, here's where I'm gonna spend my morning. So what ended up happening, you know, I'm looking at the title, The Science of Getting Rich. Yeah, I wanted to make more money. I said, okay, this is very appealing to me. So because of the title, I said, look, if I can just make an extra $500 a month, that will be something. You know, it'll give me that life again, that, okay, something's happening. Because again, I was struggling financially, you know, just barely getting by, you know. So I said, this time I'm going to take my ego out of the way, and I'm going to actually apply this information. I had nothing to lose, and that's what I did before. I said, I have nothing to lose. So, but as I started looking further, it's not just about the science of getting rich. It's not just about money. It's all areas of your life, spiritually, mentally, relationships. So that resonated with me, and I said, okay, I'm going to park myself here every morning at 5 a.m. and study this information. And I went over and over and over, because he talked about on the video, he said, you know, he would speak and still does. And someone had asked at a seminar, he said, hey, what are three things that you can give me that will, you know, help me turn things around, or, you know, increase sales, what have you? And he said, I can't give you three things. It's a lifelong commitment. And when he said that, something happened. I said, lifelong commitment. Because he said, you're committing to your dreams. You're committing to your life. You know, and for me, you know, I've always kind of focused on it, but I guess just over time, I kind of got in the habit of just comfort. You know, I had a, you know, pretty good job, and things were going okay. And, you know, again, I gave thanks every day for what I had, my health and everything. But I kind of got pulled in to just being like everyone else. And he said, you got to commit to this. And I started thinking about people that are successful. They're committed to whatever they're doing. And I always use analogies about athletes. You know, I coached for, 11 years. I was involved in sports as a young kid, never had any desire to go professional, but the principles that you learn there, they go on for life, you know, about learning how to win, learning, you know, what happens when you lose, how to give, appreciation to someone else who's succeeding. So all these values are very important in life. So, so where did I get? I got lost there. But anyway, I'll figure it out. But my point is, it's more than just making money. So he talked about that commitment. And I said, okay, I'm committing. I'm going to follow this information. Because one of the things he said, hey, if your way isn't working, why not try mine? So one of the first things he talked about was lifestyle. You know, what kind of lifestyle do you want? Not career, but what kind of lifestyle do you want? And one of the questions he asks is, how many people are really living the way they want to live? And that, you know, I wasn't satisfied. I wasn't inspired. You know, again, I was frustrated, not making enough money. I was overweight. It was just a point in my life where I needed to make some changes. So, you know, most people, they want to free themselves from financial concerns. And that's what I was focusing on, you know, not necessarily the lavish lifestyle. Now, granted, you know, that is something appealing to me, but, you know, I just wanted to have control in my life, be able to, you know, buy the type of car that I want without having to worry about if I can afford the payment or take, you know, nice trips with the family, without straining my finances. One of the other things, I wanted a larger home. You know, we had bought a new town home and it was nice. You know, I was very thankful for the opportunity to get back in the real estate market, especially in our economy today. That was back in, I guess, what, 2016. But I wanted to enjoy, you know, more things in life. And so I was just starting thinking, what do you want? What kind of lifestyle you want? You know, one of the things that I wanted to focus on, I want to wake up every morning excited about how I'm going to spend my day. And I've heard that before, but again, I was a student. I was writing this down. I said, I want to be excited about my day. I would like to enjoy my daily relationships with others, men and women who are upbeat, enthusiastic, creative, and productive. That's how I wanted to view my world. I wanted to be in that space where the people around me, they're excited, they're upbeat. And Bob touched on what's called the paradigm. Now, I'm going to go further into this later because, man, there were so many nuggets in this paradigm thing. And I know you've probably heard this before, but if you committed to study, if you go down this journey with me, you're already here. I've already documented the path. And the key is, it's just to show you that it works. A lot of people in a situation like myself, I didn't have a whole lot of time. I'm getting older. I wanted to make some changes. So I know over the next 30 days, just applying some of these principles, if you just got up earlier in the morning and went walking, that's going to make a difference in your life because you're taking control of your life. It's your time. And so he talked about the paradigm. He said the paradigm, it's a mental program that has almost exclusive control over your habitual behavior. Many times the paradigm is set with information we didn't choose and things from our past programming. And the good thing is that we can change that paradigm. So how do you do that? You have to continue to focus on your thought energy. So one of the things he talked about is a gratitude journal. And he was kind of writing something down that he does every day. And it's, he starts with, I'm so happy and grateful now that I, and he fills in the blank. And so I started doing this. And later on, when I get deeper into the paradigm thing, because gratitude was an area that, you know, I was thankful and everything, but I almost skipped that exercise. And I'm so glad I didn't, because I didn't let my ego win out. I said, I don't need this gratitude stuff. I'm grateful and everything. Give thanks to God every day. You know, I try to do the right thing but it's deeper than that. And that was one of the most, I guess, compelling or things that really changed things for me. So here's just a list of a couple of things I wrote, because I told you in my intro about my media company, my book, new home. I'm actually sitting in my home office of a new home. That actually came early. You know, I was looking at this to happen in 2020, but this purchase happened in 2019. But here are some of the things that I have written down, just kind of something I could share. It says, I am so happy and grateful that my company is providing enough income that allows me to wake up every day and work in a creative way. I am so happy and grateful that I am attracting upbeat, creative, financially able people to work with regarding my media company and businesses. I am so happy and grateful we purchased a new home. I'm so happy and grateful I can create my own economy. I'm so happy and grateful that I created $10,000 a month in 2019. You want to stay tuned for that part. That was amazing. And I'm happy. I wrote, I'm so happy and grateful that I'm happy. And I work with upbeat, enthusiastic people every day. Now, I use this as my compass. You know, I use this as my compass of what I was doing. And it was so amazing to see the transformation when you're in that state of gratitude and so forth. So it really opened me up to some things, and there's so many lessons in that part. So at this point, I'd like to give you an opportunity to maybe think about your lifestyle. What kind of lifestyle do you really want? Again, that's another thing you talked on. You got to know what you want. And you may not get it right now today, but if you don't get it while we're sitting here, think about that today. What do you really want? Whatever it is. For me, I had a number, a financial number that I wanted. Because one of the things he said, what kind of lifestyle or what would it take to live the lifestyle you want? He said, if it's money, which in not all cases, but for most, it's money. He said, if it's money, you need to write down the amount that you need to be able to live the life you wanted to live. So that's where we are in 2020, working on that part to get to that next level, because some amazing things happened last year. So what I'm going to do right now is give you an opportunity to take some time and review your thoughts on where you are and write down a few things that you're grateful for. And the exciting thing about it, it's present and past tense. So you can be thankful for your health, your family, your job, whatever. But you can also put in there things that you want to speak into existence. So as I put on here, I was thankful of my media company. I didn't even have a media company yet, but I wrote it down. I didn't even have the home yet, but I wrote it down. So this stuff is powerful. So at this point, I'm a kind of give it to you, give you some time to kind of put this on or put this information together. Okay, I'm going to cut in on the audio here to give you an opportunity to really think about what you want. Don't worry about where you are today, what your finances are, or whatever position you're in. Just write down what you really want, what kind of lifestyle that you want. Maybe write down some things that you're thankful for and make a list of about 10. And I'll be back to conclude the episode. Enjoy. Thank you. Man, isn't that a great feeling to put your thoughts down on paper? Thoughts become things. The next episode, we're going to get into the power of awareness. And again, I'm bringing this to you from how I apply this information. You know, it's a lot of great detail out there, but my goal is for you to just zero in here, follow this journey. Don't go way off left, way off right. Just follow this and enjoy this journey, because I know it's going to help. I already shared it with my children first, and they're having some great breakthroughs. I said, how can I share this with the world without sharing it with my children first? So my next episode about awareness, and oh my goodness, you want to tune into that one. So I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a moment. Good thought energy. Talk to you soon. Yeah, I think that's a wrap. Huh? Yep, I think that's it. I think we got it all in. Yeah, tomorrow's show is going to be great. Yeah. All right.